Yeah. So that Islam that we're talking about that complete conscious decision that I'm going to surrender, I'm going to submit, I'm going to be obedient to the one who created me. And this is summed up with one word in Arabic, Islam.
Exactly.
Yeah,
submission to the will of God.
Some people get hung up now on the Arabic now. They feel that possibly, look, this is an Arab thing. This is an Arabic thing. How do we have them look past this?
Well, reality is that the followers of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, came from all parts of the world. We had them coming from Persia, coming from Abyssinia, coming from all over, you know, right from his generation. And reality is that the vast majority of Muslims in the world are not Arabs. Arabs only make up a fraction, 15% of the whole of the Muslim nation, you know,
yeah.
1.5 billion people. Arabs are only a fraction. The total number of Muslims in India alone is more than the total number of Arabs. So it's not an Arabic religion. It becomes, but okay, Arabic is there. But this Arabic is a unifier. So that the nature of our prayer is such that no matter where you go, you can join in your brothers and sisters with them in prayer.
Yeah.
You know, I go to China, if you heard the Adhan in Chinese, well then you wouldn't even know what's going on, the call to prayer.
Yeah.
But when you hear it in Arabic, you know exactly, wherever you are, any Muslim hears that, they know there's a mosque here. You go in there, the guy's going to lead the prayer. He does it in Chinese, again you're lost. What is he doing? What's he saying? Well, he speaks in Arabic, everybody can fall in, and it's the unifying factor. And again, it is also the language of revelation. The language in which God revealed his final message. So you learn Arabic, not to be an Arab, but to be able to hear the word of God as it was revealed. I mean, Jesus spoke Aramaic. The gospel that he received was in Aramaic. But there are tribes in Syria today that speak Aramaic.
He didn't speak English.
He didn't speak English. He didn't speak Latin.
Yeah.
You know, from which there are Greek, from which these things were translated, he spoke Aramaic. So where is his gospel? It's lost. Not known.